Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
The buzz around hummingbird feeders. Now that we're entering into the heat of summer, it's time to have an important conversation about the care and keeping of our hummingbird feeders. Many good birders know that their feeders should be cleaned often, but few know that frequency must increase with the rise in temperatures. According to the Hummingbird Society, feeders must be cleaned and refreshed once a week. When temperatures reach between 70 and 80 degrees, feeders must be cleaned every 3 to 5 days. When temperatures reach 80 to 90 degrees, feeders must be cleaned every other day. Of course, you'll always need to change the nectar immediately if you notice it become cloudy or has floating debris. This is due to the summer heat speeding up the fermentation process, as well as creating a more suitable environment for fungus and bacteria, all of which is potentially deadly for the very animals we're hoping to help. To properly clean your feeder, you'll need to first empty and disassemble it. Then, rinse with hot water and spray it down with vinegar. Scrub all of the pieces with a bottle brush or pipe cleaner for the hard-to-reach crevices. Lastly, you'll want to let it air dry completely before reassembling and refilling. It's important to not let this new information discourage you from feeding the hummingbirds. Here's a few tips that can help. If you make your own nectar, make a batch for the week and store it in the fridge. All it takes for a batch of nectar is 1 part white sugar to 4 parts water. Only fill a feeder halfway or less, depending on how much use it gets over the course of the day. Lastly, have a couple of clean feeders that can be rotated out to remove the pressure of cleaning a feeder and putting it back out on the same day.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.